Smells good. Oh, wow. Look what the cat dragged in. And just where have you been all day? Off chopping wood and collecting ingredients for my work, you say? Well, I knew there was a reason I kept you around. Oh, what's cooking? Oh, nothing much. Just a stew I wanted to try with that deer you hunted. And it did come out quite nicely, if I do say so myself. No. Go wash your hands first. You are covered in dirt and grime. Besides, haven't I asked you to try to keep the woods outside of the cottage? Well, I'm glad you understand. Now, run along and go clean yourself up. I'll have a bowl ready for you when you're done. Oh, and while you're in there, do check yourself for fleas. I do know how much you love to run around in your wolf form. Oh, so there was someone under all of that dirt. So, what do you think about the stew? I added some more exotic spices and herbs, so I think it really stands out because of it. Oh, and you should try some of the tea as well. How was my day? Oh, fairly simple after you left this morning. I brewed some potions for some of the buyers, and then I got caught up reading my book, and then I went out to enjoy the forest a little and ended up buying some mushrooms from the village. Aww. Oh, just look at you, getting all nervous that something might happen to me. Oh, no, come on, don't pout. I'm just teasing you, pet. Yes, pet. You basically serve as my guard dog. I feed you and make sure you're groomed, and I let you go out for long walks. And I did give you a place to call home and a warm bed to sleep in. Speaking of which, I do think you could use a good brushing. Oh, come on now. You know you love serving me. It has to be better than sleeping in the woods, after all. Dealing with the rain and cold, being afraid of a group of hunters that might kill you in your sleep. You know, it's kind of funny. When we first met, you seemed more scared of me than the other way around. I remember you trying to snarl and bark, but, well, then you calmed down, and when I approached you, I just took you by the hand to lead you to my home. And, well, it's been your home, too, ever since. Huh? Oh, no, there's no need to thank me. You are, oh, honey, you are hands down my favorite pet. Truth be told, I was always more of a cat person, honestly, but now... Well, I can see the benefits of owning a dog. Well, Yeah, you are my good boy. So, how was the food? Was it to your liking? Aw, well, that's good to hear. Oh, goodness. It has been such a long day. Anyway, won't you be a dear and take care of these dishes for me? Good boy. And when you're done, you can join me in bed. But do hurry, it's going to be a very cold night. All right. Ah, there you are. You know, I was thinking, tomorrow maybe we could wake up early and take a walk together. I wanted to go to the flower fields and pick a few of them. Maybe walk along the creek afterwards. I don't know. What do you think? Yeah? Excellent. And then maybe later you could, oh, I don't know, join me in the village? You know, with the humans. Oh, come on, pet. They're more accepting than you might think. I mean, they know full well that I'm a witch, but they accept me because of the cures I can make, and I'm sure that they'll like you and accept you too. How do I know? Well, because you're helpful and you always mean well, and well, because you're mine. And if they don't like you, well, then I'm sure a few lightning bolts to their homes will change their attitude. Oh, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Now, come on. Come here and come to bed. I want to fix your hair. There we go. You know, I was thinking that we could braid your hair or maybe tie it back. It's starting to get pretty long. But I do love how soft it is. Oh. You seem to be enjoying yourself being groomed and pampered, aren't you? Ah, well, I'm glad it feels good. Now, I've decided to give you a gift. A trinket, if you will. Here, go on and close your eyes, and I'll put it on you. All right? Oh, come on, pet. Trust me, I promise you'll look good with it. There. It's perfect. This collar looks so good on you. What's even better is this gemstone just here in the front? Yeah, it's actually pretty special. Indeed, it changes color depending on your mood, and it's bonded to the stone in my ring as well. And I did have my family crest etched into it as well. You know, the blue rose? Yes, I wanted a way to show people that, well, that you're mine. Well, what do you think? Do you like it? Huh? You say you don't like it, but that gemstone says otherwise. In fact, Yes, the gemstone says that you actually feel loved. Oh, pets. You know you are so cute when you get embarrassed like this. Now then, it's time for you to pamper me. How? Well, just lay down so I can cuddle you. Comfy? Yeah, I know I am. Oh, goodness. Now, let's get in very close. Oh, goodness, you are so warm. I love it. Oh, are my feet really that cold? Well, too bad. I'm not moving them. Ah, No, I was just thinking. You know, I really do love taking care of you. I mean, I know I call you pet and treat you like a plaything, but you are very special to me. You know that, don't you? Someone is feeling very bold tonight. Oh no, I don't mind. However, I do prefer to be the one in charge. Ah, now then, pull me closer, my pets. Oh, what's so funny? Well, you and that silly, adorable smile of yours. I don't know, I find it amusing how stern you try to be during the day, but when it's, just you and me like this, alone together. And you just become this adorable, cute little puppy. My cute and adorable little puppy, that is. Oh, I could scratch behind these ears all night. In fact, oh, it tickles a bit. Ah, you're so cute when you nuzzle my neck to try and hide how much you enjoy this. And then there's your eyes. There's just something about them that's piercing and yet so welcoming. Most witches prefer to live in solitude, unless they work in a covenant, but I just found it so dull to be by myself, and most witches are pretty difficult to work with. But with you, I find myself in bliss. Oh, paying me compliments like that? Oh, you really are trying to spoil me, aren't you? And to think, those foolish hunters wanted to hurt such a charming and adorable young werewolf. Well, you are young compared to me. Despite my looks, I am 500 years old. Give or take a decade or two. What's this? Are you not into older women? Ah, my youthful appearance? Well, unlike my colleagues, I've always had a fondness for restoration magic. Why not focus on youth and life magic and then use that time to focus on the other arts, you know? Ah, well, I'm glad you see it my way, darling. Now, be a good boy and go to sleep. And tomorrow night, I will do something very special for you. Well, you'll just have to be a good boy and find out, won't you? Good night, darling.